Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Deadheading is an important but often neglected gardening technique. It refers to pruning off old, faded flowers from a plant as it blooms. It's most often done to annuals and perennials, but it's also useful on some of the summer flowering trees and shrubs. Now, there are several reasons or advantages that we have to deadheading. First off, it improves the appearance of the plant tremendously. If you keep the faded flowers pruned off the plant, it always looks fresh, like it just came into bloom. And this is so much better than having old, faded brown flowers on the plant, sort of along with the freshly opened new attractive flowers. In addition, many plants will always bloom a little bit more if you prune off those old faded flowers. And this is applying to annuals in particular. You know, annuals, they want to bloom, set seed, and die. That's their life cycle in our gardens. But by pruning off the faded flowers, you prevent them from setting seed. This frustrates their efforts to set seeds for the next generation and encourages them to continue flowering for a longer period of time. Now, pruning off the flowers can also encourage some perennial plants to send up a second flush of flowers. And we also sometimes will deadhead crepe myrtles and vitexes to encourage a second flowering phase on those small trees. In addition, the deadheading of plants prevents bedding plants, perennials, and bulbs from setting seed. And now this may sound like it's not that big of a deal, but the seed can fall on the ground and sprout up all over the yard. We call this self-seeding. And if you have a plant that self-seeds easily and seedlings pop up all over the place, and that's not something you really want to have happen, by cutting off the faded flowers, you prevent seed formation. And that, of course, will prevent the plant from self-seeding and becoming sort of weedy in your landscape. Finally, speaking of setting seeds, the seed and the fruit that contains the seed is a wasted effort on plants that we don't want the seeds from. So on plants like Louisiana irises and amaryllises, by deadheading those and preventing the seed and fruit formation, all the energy that would have gone into the seed and the fruit goes instead to growing leaves and roots and a bigger bulb, making for a more vigorous plant. Now, there are a few cases when perfectly good flowers are removed from plants. In this case, we have coleus and caladium. And what we grow those plants for is their beautiful foliage. The flowers on these plants are really unattractive. Coleus, in particular, when it starts blooming, just looks kind of weedy. So whenever flowers appear on plants that would grow for their attractive foliage, generally we're going to prune those off or pinch those off because it's, again, a wasted effort producing flowers that we don't need when we really want that beautiful foliage. Now, depending on how the flowers are produced, deadheading may involve a variety of techniques. First, you can remove flowers on a single stem by simply following that stem back to where it comes out of the foliage and cutting it off there. That's a good example for like Gerber daisies. You can also remove faded clusters of flowers, as in knockout roses, agapanthus, or amaryllis. You wait until all the flowers have bloomed out and faded, then you cut off the whole cluster. And then finally, you may need to remove a flowering spike. These would be things like snapdragons or buddleias. You just follow the spike down to where it comes out of the foliage and make your cut there. And while you're deadheading, take the opportunity to groom your plants. Remove damaged, unattractive foliage and dead stems or branches. And also, if you keep them groomed, it makes for a healthier looking plant and also keeps them looking their best. So if you're looking around your yard now and you see a lot of old dead flowers, prune those off. We call it deadheading, and you'll be glad you did. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.